This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister Simpson Miller raises reparations debate with UK Prime Minister. Chief Justice calls for judicial officers to commit to setting high standards for the delivery of justice. And UK Prime Minister calls for Jamaica and UK to move past painful legacy of slavery. Details after the break.
Hey, this country wants to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them are energy saving champion.
And if all we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Trying to buy a home but finding it hard to come up with a 10 to 15% down payment? Well, it has just been made easier for you to get a 97% mortgage. Ask your mortgage provider if they participate in the mortgage insurance plan administered by the Jamaica Mortgage Bank and how you can qualify for a 97% mortgage. The Jamaica Mortgage Bank, facilitating safe and affordable home ownership for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says the issue of reparations was raised during her bilateral discussions with Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, David Cameron.
Let it be clear that Jamaica is committed to a spirit of mutual respect, openness and understanding as we seek to actively engage the UK on the matter.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a special joint sitting of Parliament Wednesday morning. Meanwhile, UK Prime Minister David Cameron has called for Jamaica and the UK to move past what he terms the painful legacy of slavery and look towards a future of strengthening relations between both countries. Mr. Cameron, who completed a one-day visit to Jamaica Wednesday, says reparations are not the way forward. Most Caribbean countries, including Jamaica, have initiated debate on the matter of reparations for Britain's role in the slave trade.
Of course, this is an important debate. I mean, my view is that as we look into the past, we should think of all of the aspects of the past, not least the action that Britain took for many decades to wipe slavery off the high seas and off the face of our planet. And so I don't think reparations are the right answer. The purpose of my visit is to look to the future.
Mr. Cameron was responding to journalists following a wreath-laying function at Heroes Park Wednesday. Mr. Cameron says while Britain has had a strong relationship with Jamaica and the wider Caribbean, more can be done to strengthen these ties. In this regard, he says Britain will be working to reinvigorate the relationship. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says the relationship between Jamaica and the United Kingdom is vital in expanding bilateral agreements. Addressing a joint sitting of the Houses of Parliament Wednesday, Mrs. Simpson Miller pointed to significant achievements arising from the relationship between the two countries.
Today, as we continue to build our economy, the UK-Jamaica partnership has been vital to Jamaica's economic program, including our debt management efforts. The UK government's provision of substantial bilateral debt relief has been a major contribution to Jamaica's economic program.
Mrs. Simpson Miller says Jamaicans in the United Kingdom have made significant contributions to the country, adding that the UK Prime Minister's official visit to the island is a strong signal that Jamaica holds a special place on Britain's foreign agenda. And Chief Justice Zayla McCalla has called on judicial officers throughout the Caribbean to commit to setting high standards for the delivery of justice. The Chief Justice says technology has brought the law closer to people and more litigants are willing to represent themselves as they now have ready access to information.
There is an ever-closing gap between the people and the law in the pursuit of equality and justice amidst the realities of various social, economic, and cultural norms. We, therefore, must set high standards characterized by fairness, transparency, and accountability.
The Chief Justice cautions that technology also gives criminals the tools to operate globally and is urging all stakeholders to work together in developing legal frameworks for high standards to address new legal, social, and other challenges. She was speaking at the Caribbean Association of Judicial Officers' fourth biennial conference in Montego Bay recently. That was the JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.